Hi, friends. Welcome to the Contemplative Activist Podcast. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler. Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are coming into the home stretch of Iggy's Biggies, a 37 podcast and blog series that introduces you to 12 key components of St. Ignatius' spiritual exercises. Right now, we're looking at the ninth component of Ignatian spirituality, Ignatian truth number 9. Ignatian spirituality is all about consolation versus desolation. Today's theme is consolation versus desolation. Keep walking. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from Psalm 23, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. So let me ask you, today as you are listening to me, is your life in a season of consolation, or are you in the midst of a time of desolation? It's intriguing that when I'm asked that question, the first place I go is to look at my external situation. If times are rough, situations around me are intense, and or my relationships with others are strained, I'm certain that I must be in that desert place called desolation. Or if the opposite is true and my life is going well and money is flowing and my health is good and my job is going well, then certainly I must be in times of consolation. While it's true that these external circumstances do many times reflect the season we are in, the truth is that from Ignatius's perspective, the concepts of consolation and desolation actually run deeper than my life's external circumstances. In other words, in Ignatian spirituality, I could find myself in the midst of a blessed situation, in other words, lots of money, great jobs, success is flowing, but in reality, I could actually be in desolation. Why, you ask? Because as we dig deeper into the externals of our lives, the real question we need to be asking is, where is my current external situation taking me internally? In other words, if my external life, even as wonderful as it might seem, is actually drawing me away from God's presence, in truth, I'm in desolation whether I want to admit it or not. Do you get it? So, I could actually find myself in the midst of a lot of terrible circumstances, things that I would certainly classify as desolation, but if I'm actually being drawn closer to God through those externals, Ignatius might say that I'm experiencing consolation, being drawn closer to God, in the midst of a season of desolation, where my externals are difficult at best. Now then, let me rephrase my question to you today. Right now, are the externals of your life in desolation or consolation? And now, regardless of your answer to that first question, let me ask you this. Right now, where are the externals of your life, whether it be desolation or consolation, taking you? Closer to God which would be consolation, or away from God, which would be desolation. You see, King David, as he wrote his beautiful song we call Psalm 23, reflects on this wonderful awareness that regardless of our current location in life, desolation, like Death Valley, or consolation, lush meadows with quiet pools, we can find ourselves still content, consolation, because we are dwelling in the house of God. So as we close, let me once again rephrase my question to you. Today, whether you find yourself in a season of desolation or consolation, where are you? It's my prayer that you allow the Spirit to bring you into consolation in whatever situation you find yourself today, for His name's sake. Will you pray with me? Father God, allow me to mature into the place we find King David in Psalm 23, where despite my externals, desolation versus consolation, I can still be found in consolation, close to you, because indeed I can do all this through you who gives me strength. For your name's sake, amen. So here are some questions for you to consider today. Like a squirrel who stores up food for the winter in the midst of the harvest season, am I storing up good in my heart when I find myself in a season of external consolation? And on the opposite side of life, am I asking the Holy Spirit for the gift of consolation even when I find myself in a season of external desolation and despair? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on these things today. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God's presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.